Hi there, boys and girls. Here's the familiar song inviting you to the Children's Bible Club Kids Clubhouse. It's full of kids just like you, listening for the choir and other things. So grab a chair and get settled. But right now, let's hear from the kids' singers.
Thank you, choir. You're a blessing to us. And I'll ask you, as well as all the other Bible clubbers listening, how is your handwriting? I hope you practice your handwriting to make it as smooth and legible as you can. You know your handwriting represents you, your personality, and your character. If you write carelessly so people can barely read it, people will know that you are careless, and that with you anything goes any old way. Children who take time to write carefully know that it matters what people see, that you want to rightly represent yourself and your family, that you're a person who has character and will carry out a job or duty without fail, that you'll do your best in all your work. And I want to tell you of someone whose handwriting is perfect. You can't find one flaw in it. He writes what he means, and he means what he writes, and he writes so clearly that no one can misunderstand. You say, who is that person? Who could ever write like that? I'll tell you who. It is God himself. Up on Mount Sinai, God had been teaching Moses all that he wanted the people to do. And when it was time for Moses to go down the mountain back to the people, God gave him a written copy of all his commandments. He didn't have a secretary to write it all out for him. He didn't have a word processor or computer with special kind of paper. No, he gave Moses two tables, thin slices of stone, and the words were printed perfectly, exactly. Not with pen or pencil, but by the finger of God. No one could mistake or misunderstand God's writing. His own finger had written every word. Now, I know our penmanship will never be as good or as beautiful as God's, but we should want to do our best so people will understand it and so that it will bring honor to our Lord Jesus Christ. As I said, we have a lot to think about. Now, here's the choir again before today's story.
My full surrender.
Do you ever have dreams at night? Some dreams are scary and bad, and we want to forget them. But in Bible days, before God's written word, the Bible, was completed, dreams often brought a message from God. That made a dream very important. One night, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had a night full of dreams, and the next morning he couldn't forget them. But he couldn't understand what they meant either. He was so worried that he called in all his wise men and magicians, the supposedly smart men whom he paid big money to advise him and tell him hard things. But they weren't a bit of good. They had no idea what his dreams meant. Pharaoh was in a real stir, but all the stir finally pricked the butler's memory. "Oh," he said, "I just remembered something. When the baker and I were in prison a couple of years ago, we had very puzzling dreams. We couldn't figure them out, but there was a man in prison with us, the guard's trustee. He told us the meaning of our dreams, and they came true exactly as he said. Maybe he..." Pharaoh jumped at the suggestion. He sent for Joseph immediately, and they brought him up out of the prison. Joseph got all cleaned up, shaved, and put on clean clothes. He didn't go in sloppy clothes with rumpled beard and hair, as if any old way was good enough. He showed respect for Pharaoh, and some self-respect, too. You know, how you dress does affect your Christian testimony. Well, when Pharaoh told Joseph what the stir was all about, and that he had heard that Joseph could interpret dreams, Joseph quickly explained that he couldn't tell him, but his God in heaven could give the answer. Joseph didn't take any credit for himself, but gave all the glory to God. So Pharaoh told Joseph all about his dreams, about the 7 fine fat cows eating in the pasture, and then about the 7 skinny bony cows that came and ate them up. What a sight! But after the skinny cows ate the fat cows, they were still as skinny as before. What a puzzle! But that wasn't all. In his second dream, there were 7 lovely full ears of corn on a stalk, and then 7 withered, empty, bad ears sprang up and devoured the good ones. What could such dreams possibly mean? Well, God's answer came quickly. Joseph told Pharaoh that the 2 dreams meant the same thing, that 7 good years of farming and harvest were coming, and after that would come 7 awful years of drought, no rain, and no harvest. And the reason you had 2 dreams with the same meaning in the same night is that all this is going to happen very soon. You really should appoint officers now and let them take up 1/5 of the harvest of the land for the first 7 years of plenty and put it in storage. Then, when the bad years come, that grain can be portioned out to the people so they won't starve in the famine. Pharaoh was amazed. What a plan! What a brilliant man this was! Pharaoh said, "Who else could we ever find with the Spirit of God and such wisdom as this man?" And right then, the king appointed Joseph to be prime minister of Egypt. He made him ruler over all the land, all the people, even over his own house. "Only on the throne will I be greater than Joseph," he said. He took off his own king's ring and put it on Joseph's hand, dressed him in royal robes, put on a gold chain around his neck. Then he called for the king's beautiful, stately number 2 chariot for Joseph to ride in, with a magnificent team of horses to pull it, and commanded that they have a grand parade to present Joseph as governor over Egypt. Runners went before his chariot, commanding all the people to bow down as the new ruler came by. The law was given that no one in all Egypt could lift their hand or foot or do anything without Joseph's approval. What a day that was for Joseph! No doubt his head was spinning. It all happened so fast. In the morning, he was a poor captive down in a dark prison, and by evening, he was prime minister of Egypt with ruling power second only to Pharaoh. Oh, what God did that day! Say, boys and girls, never underestimate the power of God. He can do anything, anywhere, anytime he desires for his children. The secret is to be humble and faithful like Joseph. Do your best for God wherever you are and whatever you have to do, and trust God fully to do what is best for you. There's no limit to what God can do for or with a person who first is saved by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as his only Savior, and then is yielded completely to God's will. Oh, nobody said he would make you a big ruler like Joseph, but if you'll be faithful, God will give you the perfect place of service, and in God's eyes, every job is a big job if we're in his will. Bye-bye for now. God bless you, and we'll see you next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.